When we've elicited a strategy and want to note it down, we use a particular shorthand, which is outlined on page 4. So we have there at the top there the representational systems, and then either superscript or subscripted. We have whether it's visual remembered, visual constructed, visual internal, visual external, whether it's auditory tonal or auditory digital. So you notice there some examples: auditory external, auditory internal, kinesthetic remembered, auditory internal dialogue, visual internal, etc. Those are the major elements or components. Then we have syntactic symbols that we use to connect each of the elements in the strategy. Just an arrow means leads to, as in this is the next thing that's going to happen. A forward slash means that we have a comparison. A forward slash with an arrow through it means we have a synesthesia. An arrow with a little M under it is a meta response. An arrow with a P under it is a polarity response. And a straight line, horizontal line, means that the two things are happening simultaneously but not interfering with each other. So let's have a look at some examples at the bottom as far as how these things are put together. So firstly, we have a sequence. Auditory remembered, leading to visual construct, leading to kinesthetic internal. Then we have a test. Visual external, visual internal, test. It means that we're testing, comparing what we're seeing outside with what we see inside. The next one is a synesthesia. We've got visual internal, kinesthetic internal, synesthesia, which means that simultaneously we're seeing a picture and having a feeling about it. The next one is a polarity response. We've got an auditory internal followed by a kinesthetic internal, which says that we're saying one thing but actually feeling the opposite. Then we have a meta response, visual internal, with then an auditory internal dialogue, which means that what we have is we have a picture inside our mind and we're talking to ourselves about it. Then finally, auditory external, visual external, with a bar in between, means that we're actually inputting auditory information from outside and visual information from outside simultaneously at the same time, but not actually having those two representational systems interfere with each other. Using this shorthand, we can actually very easily notate and actually write down the order and sequence of a strategy in a way that other people who know about NLP would be able to understand it.